Mantle.
What do you call those things that the
I'll call it foul, excuse me.
Ma'am?
I thought I was saying, I don't call it foul board.
You don't?
But no, I do not. Uh-huh. But there are areas in Georgia where they do.
Yes, ma'am. That's what we're looking for, you know, like what more, what
the
area.
I know, the vernacular. That's mm-hmm. what you're trying to get.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
That's,
what do you call those things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
I beg your pardon.
What do you call the things that logs rest on in a fireplace?
Andirons.
What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Splinters.
Okay, what do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started?
I don't do it, so.
Oh, that's okay.
I believe I'll have to skip that.
All right. What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes? Like if it was movable, a piece of furniture. Movable. Or either a built-in one. Not exactly.
Well, a built-in wardrobe, let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Movable wardrobe.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house?
Mm-hmm. Let's see, overlapping. Oh.
Might you say clapboard, siding, weatherboards, or weatherboarding?
Oh, let's say weatherboarding. I probably would say weatherboarding,
yes, ma'am.
I believe.
Okay. What do you call the covered area at the front or side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
It could be a portico.
Okay. What do you call a small porch, often with no roof?
A small port.
Porch.
Porch with no roof. Terrace.
Okay. What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where cows are enclosed before milking?
Lot, I guess. Do they give that as a possibility?
Yes, ma'am. What do you,
this is out of my...
Out of your area.
Yes, it is.
Ma'am.
I have to think.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fine. These do catch you off guard. What do you call a wall or fence made of rocks or stones?
They have them all up in Virginia, don't they? What are some of the suggestions?
Rock fence, rock wall, stone wall, stone fence.
Oh, well, that's quite something.
Some?
I say a stone wall.
Stone wall. Mm-hmm. All right. What do you call a large wooden container open at the top for carrying water or milk?
A keg.
Okay. What do you call the same thing made out of metal? Perhaps a pail, a bucket, a tin bucket?
Oh, well. Pail.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Skillet.
What do you call that thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of?
Faucet.
Okay. What do you call the same thing that you turn on a barrel? That doesn't make any good sense. We'll skip that one. What do you call the same kind of thing out in the yard?
I would still call
solid
it faucet.
Mm-hmm. Some people, you know, might say spigot or something like that. That's what they were getting at. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
A bag. Paper bag. They don't do it in Germany, though.
Really?
You have to carry your own
bag.
They don't
own
have paper containers there as we do here.
Yes, ma'am.
They have a spring bag. If I had time, I'd show you one that I purchased when I was there.
That's right. What do you call a large bag made of loosely woven cloth